This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast live from our flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMT, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping out on the coronavirus effort tonight. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there on the oil rigs across the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, because while you're there, like the page and then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And let's see here. Good morning to Steve in Thailand. He was the last one to post a comment there. And good morning to Lynn up in Cape Cod. I see you're in there too. And chiming away. All right. Thanks very much. Now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Supreme Court yesterday cleared the path for President Trump to carry out what's called rapid deportations, and right away, some of the groups on the other side that lost the case are going, no, it's not right, it's not fair. So, what's going on here?
Well, the interesting thing is it was a 7-2 decision. So that's pretty significant. But what this is really doing is saying that we're going to, because remember, all these people were told, come on over and then file these asylum claims.
Yep.
And the majority of them, quite a number of the asylum claims were false.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that we had to go find ourselves, 200,000 judges to go through these asylum claims?
And, correct.
You know, it would take us, 7 or 8 years to get through these claims?
Yes.
Well, this is really what the decision helps streamline. Those who are making illegal or false asylum claims, and you're going to have to wait on the other side. So... This is a significant relief to the burden of the entire process in helping out the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay. Now, in Minneapolis, there was a neighborhood up there where the police precinct, I believe it was the third precinct, was occupied by some folks, and they still aren't in that precinct, I might add. What's that?
Okay, so the precinct has been ransacked.
Burnt, and they wrecked it and all. But anyway, so be careful what you wish for, because those people have now been rewarded with a massive homeless tent encampment that's there that says they ain't going nowhere.
It's just real difficult to wade. It's almost as though these factions And whether it's Black Lives Matter or whether it's Antifa or Boogaloo or the homeless or whatever, they have figured out how to game the system. And not only have they gamed the system, is that these mayors have allowed them to game the system. And in the meantime, the mayors have a duty to protect their cities, to defend their cities and to uphold the laws in the cities. And Minneapolis will never be what it once was.
No.
Atlanta will never be what it once was.
Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And so this is a tough thing that I don't know how. I don't know where the reckoning is. I mean, I don't know. I've thought about it, and is it so bad that we have such a large population that really does want to burn the whole system down?
Well, it's not a large amount of the population, but it certainly is a certain amount, and I'd say it's probably 5% of the blacks, because I don't think it's more than that.
Well, but if you look at these demonstrations, if you look at these protests, you look at the age groups. I mean, those that are standing outside of Gracie Mansion.
Yep.
College
kids.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're both black and white.
Yep.
Did this homeless population in Minneapolis just all of a sudden get created overnight?
Nope.
Or did they move? Or what? I mean, what? Or are they just squatters?
I think they're squatters. I think they've been brought in, another part of the problem. You know what I mean? They bring them in from other areas.
It's hard to tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, there has to be some kind of a network that has the ability to reach out to these factions and then mobilize them. There has to be, maybe that's what's taken the FBI so long. They've got 500 active cases right now.
Yeah.
But there's something bigger that's going on here that I don't think we're necessarily figuring out.
Yeah, and you're right. And there is certainly a bunch of infiltration by our law enforcement people as well as investigation. And we will talk about that. But guess what? When we come back from the break, we're also going to talk about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and what might be next for him and what might be coming from his attorney, Sidney Powell. A lot of different speculations going on there. We'll try to make some sense out of that for the people that ask me questions. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am currently taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they have really, really been working for me. My doctor the other day looked at me and he says, "What are you doing?" And I told him, I says, "You know what I'm doing?" And I showed him the pills. I showed him the capsules, rather, of the fruits and the veggies, the red capsules and the green capsules. And he says, "My God, that stuff is working for you," because I've had a problem with my left leg and the coloration and this, that, and the other, and everything's come back to normal fairly quickly as to what I was told could have happened. But if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Go over there and check out the fruits and veggie capsules they got. Because all you got to do is go to the website, balanceupnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, either way, you'll start feeling better because it certainly has worked for me. Now, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, for a 35% discount. Balanceofnature.com. I'm telling you, you're going to really like what's going on. All right, let's go to Denise Simon, founderscode.com again. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Before we get into our next topic, we have our favorite question asker here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise.
Morning.
Hi.
Go ahead, Bob.
If we're not careful here, we're going to be into almost a civil war or something.
Yeah.
With these radical leftists.
You don't think we're not already?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, on these riots and stuff, could they bring, I saw where the Army has these trucks there, these microwave things that actually they designed for riot control or crowd control.
Yep.
And they send out like microwave radiation, which heats like some tiny layer of the skin,
yep.
makes people feel like they run
yep.
into a wall of heat. Wouldn't that be a good thing to use on these things?
Okay. Well, we'll answer that because we'll answer that. Okay. And by the way, Denise, they've already used them.
Well, I think some of them have been deemed illegal to use.
Yeah, they used them during the Ferguson thing and that other deal that happened in Baltimore. And
what I want is is the sonic weapon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, because you don't know where it's coming from.
Yep.
And, you know, it affects, but we can't use that either. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I've already been down that path.
Yeah, and we did use that back during Ferguson, and it was Baltimore where we used them on the East Coast because that's where they were using them. They tested them, found out about it, and that's when we said, oh, no, we can't do that. That's when they had the big stink, and we did use them one time. But, you know, there's other things, too. I just think we ought to get the fire can, the water hoses out there and the fire cannons. I'll even volunteer to run them.
I don't even know what really to say. I mean, now you can't necessarily use tear gas or pepper spray. They're going to challenge that. So I'm stuck. I mean, I've never been as frustrated over all of this as I am right now. I think about it. Here's the thing. Even if these people are arrested, I mean, this Natalie White woman who was the arsonist that burned down the Wendy's in Atlanta.
Yep.
Well, there was a protest outside the Fulton County Jail
to release her. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Arson. Yep. Way to go. I want to let the torture, whatever. By the way, Judge Sullivan canceled the hearing that he was going to have for the Flynn case and, I'm not sure where that's going just yet, but I got a theory on it. You want to hear my theory?
Okay.
We had the short version of the D.C. Appeals Court, 2-1 decision, decide in favor of Lieutenant General Flynn and dropping all the charges, dismissing all the charges against him. Now, that was 2-1, 2 Republicans to 1 Democrat. There are 7 Democrats on the full court. And there are 4 Republicans, a total of 11. I think Judge Sullivan is going to challenge this in front of the whole court. And you have a theory as to why he's going to do it. He's got...
When you go to before the full court, that's called an en banc, meaning the full panel of judges.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost think... just to prove a case about how twisted some of these judges are, it might be a good thing. Because what Sullivan has done, along with Gleason, is, I don't know what the legal term is
put
for
it. Put the DOJ on notice? Put the DOJ
on notice? So all I can say is what Sullivan and Gleason have done is all I can say is maybe is illegal. But anyway, I don't know what the legal term for it.
Yeah.
But this is an obvious now mission. I don't think it's against Flynn. As I said this a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
this is Sullivan and a handful of judges and former DOJ lawyers that are against Barr.
Right.
A.G. Barr.
Right.
That's the war that's building here. Because remember, you got a whole bunch in Congress too. This is gonna build to be like another Kavanaugh thing. You got a whole bunch of members of Congress that are saying that Barr is Trump's personal lawyer.
Yep.
And they want him impeached.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is really what the case is. Flynn is he's being exploited for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really where the war is. I don't think it has as much to do with Flynn as it does about Barr.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you at all. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has come out and said that the United States and the European Union must face down the China threat. And this is in lieu of the fact that we have the 3 aircraft battle groups over there just on the fringe of the South China Sea right now.
Well, the big piece is that it all stems from Huawei. And it appears that, you know, we have a mission to not have Huawei or any piece parts of Huawei here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Britain was very slow to come along with that. So it's taken us almost a year to convince Britain get rid of Huawei. It appears now between Huawei and COVID-19, the China virus, that the European leaders are beginning to get the same message, that they need to come along with us on this one. So, yeah, this is a good thing. So many of the, I think the 9,500 troops that Trump wants out of Germany, some are assigned to go to Poland.
1,000, I believe.
And because Poland's requested them.
Right.
And the rest would go to Asia.
Right. And I think it's 1,000 that are going to wind up going to Poland.
I don't know. Remember, it was Poland, too, that wanted to build them. They were going to pay for the military base to have us housed there.
Fort Donald Trump.
Yep.
Yep. And, yeah, you're right. And they are paying. And, by the way, they're paying on time and even ahead of time is what we've been told. Now, the other thing is the IRS watchdog came out, and we usually don't hear a lot from them. But this one, boy, oh, boy, and it doesn't say whose watch it was on. The IRS, according to the watchdog, wasted $22.7 million on audits with zero results.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. I know, what can you say, right?
If you think government works, we're finding out it just, in a lot of places, it doesn't work. In a lot of places, it does, but it's very slow to work.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, here's
it's really embarrassing. I mean, we're beginning to see so many more kinks in the armor here, aren't we?
$1.4 billion of money sent to the dead? Good Lord.
Well.
And I happen to know. Just, I happen to know. Go ahead.
It shows you another problem that death certificates and tax returns and going through probate, and all, those don't go through the whole process either, or if at all. They, you know, so, you know, how do we know that how much of the IRS knew that these people were dead to start with?
You are so right. Okay, well, we will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day and stay cool.
Okay,
yeah. All right, because I'm telling you, it's going to be another scorcher down here in Florida today. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 90s, and the heat factor will be above that. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. There's no evidence yet that the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests across the U.S. sparked COVID-19 outbreaks in more than 3 weeks since they began, according to a study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Rather, as the protests went on, people who were not participating increasingly stayed at home, possibly counteracting any effects the large gatherings may have had on the spread of the virus. The size of the protests was one factor that researchers thought might contribute to the spread of the virus, using COVID-19 case counts from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In Minneapolis, in the area that was tested, health partners said that 1% of nearly 10,000 protesters had tested positive for the virus. Similar rates were seen in Seattle this month when city officials said less than 1% of 3,000 protesters had tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy is where you can become an aviation maintenance tech, a very highly sought for and highly paid occupation with all kinds of benefits, too. So, they're going to tell you all about themselves here in a minute, and then I'm going to tell you where their campuses are. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know a lot of you are struggling right about now because some of you were laid off, some of you were furloughed, some of you just don't have a job and you're on unemployment and you're wondering what to do next. Well, here's the what to do next right here. Becoming an aviation maintenance tech. If you put together a model airplane as a kid, if you worked on your car, If you worked on your lawnmower, if you worked on your chainsaw, you have any type of mechanical ability at all, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy, especially if you're out of work and you're looking for a job. Now, you folks that are veterans, post 9/11, more than likely your VA benefits are going to cover your education at the National Aviation Academy 100%. Now, pre-9/11, those of you have probably used some of your benefits, or maybe your veterans have run out or whatever, then you can go the conventional route, which is to get a student loan and do it that way. But whatever way you use, check out the National Aviation Academy by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, while you're there, schedule a tour. Schedule a tour of one of their two facilities. They have one facility in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. So, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. National Aviation Academy. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a career, if you're looking for some opportunities that you could never get anywhere else, check them out. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, the Senate's annual defense policy bill would now authorize an additional $120 million towards a space-based sensor layer capable of tracking hypersonic weapons, despite the fact the Department of Defense did not seek more funding for that project in its fiscal 2021 budget request. So we'll see what's up with that. Also, two of the Afghan police officers involved in the 2018 Green on Blue attack were shooters. Two were getaway drivers, according to an investigation that's now been released by the Army in Afghanistan. And General Robert Abrams, the commander of the U.S. Forces Korea, donned a new look Thursday as he spoke during a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. He wore the brand-new pinks and greens uniform, which is the latest camo configuration for the Army. By the way, in Korea, they were celebrating the anniversary of the ending of the Korean War. The U.S. Navy, by the way, is conducting more intelligence and observations off the Venezuelan coast. This move is coming amid the heightened tensions between the countries. Fact of the matter is, they're watching to see if weapons or oil or whatnot is being shipped, and then are intercepting it at sea and turning it around. And the Navy has also purchased its first two MQ-9A Reaper drones, according to General Atomics Aeronautical Systems, with nearly $27 million. This was on June 22nd for the unmanned air systems and associated ground control equipment. That's when they did it. And the Air Force has approved a five-year medical beard waiver for the airmen. Airmen with a medical condition that causes painful ingrown beard hairs and scarring, which commonly affects black men, can ask for a longer waiver, but right now they can have up to 5 years, and we'll see what happens. And damage found in the F-35A's onboard inert gas generation system has led to flight restrictions and a pause in F-35 deliveries. The F-35A Lightning II can't fly in Lightning once again. Wow. The Air Force IG also spelled out plans to quickly survey and interview airmen about their experiences regarding race over the next few weeks. And we'll see how that plays out. By the way, the incoming Air Force Chief of Staff, General Brown, is now focusing his attention on China plus some new maritime weapons. The U.S. Air Force is expanding their maritime capabilities in the Western Pacific and mulling creating its own operating concept similar to the U.S. Marine Corps Force Design 2030, according to the Air Force Chief of Staff. Now, the Miramar Air Show in California, which usually draws more than 500,000 spectators, which was scheduled for September, has been canceled at the Marine Corps Air Station in San Diego. And what a shame that'll be. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And the Marines, of course, have been busy, as they always are. Marine veteran Angela Madsen, who won a bronze medal in the shot put at the 2012 Summer Paralympics in London, has died while trying to row across the Pacific Ocean by herself. She will be missed. And the proposed overhaul of veterans' preference in federal hiring includes time limits and reduced advantage. Now, advocates say the program should act as a tiebreaker, not an overwhelming advantage for veterans' job candidates. You know why? Because they don't want the veterans to get ahead of them. And that's wrong. Give them the points, give them the time deserved, and I don't care whether or not they go ahead of a civilian or not for a job. It's one of the things about being a veteran. By the way, when it comes to pay and benefits, new guidelines, military child care starts to limit the reopenings and which children are going to get in and which children aren't. Have to wait to find out. Oh, by the way, there is a strike at the Bath Ironworks. Now, the management of General Dynamics Bath Ironworks told a local on-strike machinist union that they're unwilling to budge on the latest contract that would allow temporary workers to help in the backlog of work to keep up the Navy shipbuilding schedules, according to letters sent to the union this week. Now, the president yesterday was in Wisconsin at a shipbuilding facility, who just got $5 billion plus dollars worth of new orders from the Navy to build their littoral ships there. And that'll really be something. It keeps people working up there at that plant and also adds at least 1,000 workers to the game plan over the next year and maybe as many as 2,000 or 3,000 because of the fact that you've got to have support people in other industries that will be also added to the employment rolls up there. And I want to say good morning to Ken. How you doing there, Ken? I haven't talked to you in a little while, so Ken's chiming in there. And we will be back with more. Frank Silvato coming back with the Underground USA, so don't forget all about him. And to those of you that are out there, I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're staying cool and your air conditioner works. Oh, my goodness. All right, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Donna Fiducia. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband Don. And right about now, they're starting to go out into the stable to get the horses fed and clean up the stables and all that sort of good stuff. And they're listening to us on 1330, AM 1330, WLBB in Carrollton, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And as many of you know, I've taken the product now for going on 4 years. And it works for me, simply put, because I struggle with arthritis. It's something that I've had because of a lot of the injuries, and that happens to you, and anybody that knows it knows what I'm talking about. But if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, that sort of thing, or just general muscle aches or pain from your everyday activities, this is something that will help you, and it'll get rid of the pain. Now, it's all natural. There's nothing narcotics in it, narcotic at all. It's got natural ingredients in there, which will help you in other respects. It takes care of the inflammation and the swelling, and that's a big part of what you need to have. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, look up the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, that quick start costs you $19.95 for 3 weeks, and you will know, by the end of that third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. So tens of thousands of people have found out that it works. That's all I can tell you. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And there you go. Now, Joe Biden is in buku trouble. Not just the fact that he opened up his mouth and said something absolutely stupid yesterday, which, you know, is what it is, but this shows his state of mind. And again, it's showing everybody that knows anything about medical conditions, this is dementia. Listen to this.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Did you hear that? Over 120 million people have died because of COVID. Do you know what the actual number is? 122,000. So, where did he come up with that number? Well, you'll have to ask Joe, I guess. But the other thing is, the president took a job, or took a trip up there to Wisconsin, and he was at one of the shipbuilding facilities where they build the littoral ships. And this is what he had to say to the people of Wisconsin.
Despite your extraordinary service to our country over the generations, this beloved facility, the mainstay of your community by far, you were going to levels of poverty. They actually had levels of poverty that nobody would have believed with all the talent, because I see that I understand manufacturing. Remember, manufacturing was never going to come back. Well, it did come back, and it came back big. But I understand I have an aptitude for manufacturing, and I said it's got to come back, and it will come back, and we were doing great, and we'll do now even better. We're going to have a better year next year, I think, than almost any year in our history.
Now, that's fantastic, because the company he was at, they just got a $5.5 billion contract. They're going to be building a bunch of ships. They're hiring another 1,000 people to go along with the people that have already got there. The support industries are going to be hiring another 2,000 or thereabouts over the next year. I mean, it's all good for Wisconsin. It's all good for Wisconsin when it comes to what the president is doing and his policies have been. Now, Joe Biden, according to a New York Times Siena poll, and that one word right there, New York Times, right away you ought to go, okay, poll, huh? Yep, so much for that idea. Throw it right out the window. Joe Biden leads Donald Trump, according to the New York Times Siena poll, in every one of the six key battleground states. Now, when's the last time a New York Times poll was accurate? Never. Never. They've never been right. Not even close. And One American News put out a poll that challenges what CNN had about Joe Biden leading in certain places, because their margin of error is not only better than CNN's, but their swaying of the poll in terms of the makeup is only plus two more Republicans than Democrats. When CNN put out a poll, it was plus eight Democrats versus Republicans. So therefore, the Democrats already had an eight-point lead to begin with. So Biden was up by 9 percentage points. Technically, he was only up by one, and that's well within the margin of error, which means they're not telling you the truth. They're not telling you the truth. And then you've got Joe Biden's cancer charity. Now, it was formed on great values, great principles. Of course, he had his son, Beau, that died of cancer. And we found out yesterday that millions of dollars have been spent on staff salaries for the Biden's cancer charity. Unbelievable. This is why people just shake their head when they hear certain things out there. They just shake their head. Now, Governor Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas has come out and said the New York quarantine order is hindering the economy. Now, part of that is because of what Arkansas makes, manufactures, and sells to New York. Poultry, steaks, processed meats, and, of course, Walmart. The drivers that are going in to deliver in New York are having to stay there because of the rules that they impose. So that's not working out very good. Now, here's one for you. Go figure this one. The IRS watchdog is reporting that the IRS wasted $22.7 million on audits with no results at all. Zero results back. And the audits cost $22.7 million. Now, I was able to find out during the break that that was not all under Donald Trump, as some people would say. This is something that goes back 8 years. So it's 4 years of Trump and 4 years of Obama. But isn't that something? That is absolutely amazing to hear something like that. Also, the Black Lives Matters leader said that without change, they're going to burn down the system, whatever that means. So now we all got to sit on our hands and kowtow and see what happens, I guess. By the way, home buyers' experiences that are at higher levels of the debt and the stress factors right now. And the Trump administration will be sharing their PPP data next week to let everybody know how that's going. In addition, Bristol-Myers Squibb is apparently undervalued, one of the big pharma stocks that's undervalued, yielding just over 3%. They're saying that they're worth a lot more than that. For those of you that are investors, you want to check on that. And gold may actually help you right now materialize your or maximize your retirement savings, as that's something that can definitely help you. All right, coming back, top of the hour news, and then Frank Silvato, managing editor of the Underground USA Group. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.